speeding. We're up to Perek Yud. I just want to finish off another Pasuk Yudal. We did Pasuk Yudal already. V'asachal yarbe dvodim lo yeda hoda mashayiyah v'asher yiyah mayacharav miyagid lo. Okay, so we already discussed the basic interpretations from the Metzudas, the Rashi, and the Targum. I just want to share with you some other ideas from the Alshuch and from Rabbi Eliezer Galika. Rabbi Alshuch says lo yeda hoda mashayiyah v'asher yiyah mayacharav. This is a quotation, a very novel interpretation of the pasuk. It's a quotation of what exactly the Kasil says. We've learned until now, according to Rashi, Metzudas, and Targum, that the hasoch, the words of the pasuk, lo yeda ha'odah ma sheyeh v'asher yeh mi'achav mi'yagilo, these are not the words of the Kasil. This is a general description. A sochol is marbe dvarim. And the sochol, the ha'odam, is just a description of the sochol. The sochol is the ha'odam in the pasuk. Vashayim me'acharav is again another description of the sochol. That's the simple interpretation. It's a little bit difficult because why does the pasuk again refer to him with the new term the ha'odam? Normally, the ha'odam we would expect it to be, you know, the hey ha'idia. It's a statement of dignity. The ha'odam, the great man. But that's not the way the commentators learn. We learn, we look back at the Metzudos, we just see what it says, V'asochol, avsha sochol, marbe dvarim, im kol zeh, im kol ribui dvarim, ha'odam hashemea amorav. Okay, so I take it back. According to the Metzudos, the ha'odam refers to the listener. The listener does not understand one word of the sochol, from the sochol. Lo yeda ma shayia tachlis mamora veikor kavanasoy vashayia vafilu masochol yom al adam davar muchash. Even if he says something which makes sense, which makes sense, ashayia meachrei adam, it's also it's incomprehensible because there is no conversation that one can engage with a sochol. Asher yiyeh v'afilu masochol yoyim al adam davar muchash, something which makes sense. Asher yiyeh, something that can be sense me'acharei ha'adam shloi k'neged enav ela me'achar yarpo av shukal ledas lehavim mikol mokam ein yodu alo ki mi yagid lo hoil v'sochol in oimer v'in dvarim. He's unable to communicate even the simplest things. The sochol certainly is not able to teach you something of depth. But even if the sochol attempts to tell you something which is simple, it's something which makes sense, and you can sense it from behind your back, even that he has a difficult time communicating because he lacks the ability to communicate. Okay, but okay, that's just a review of the Metzudas. But the Alshuch says that everything in the pasuk is a quotation from the words of the sochol. The sochol is yarbe dvarim. What exactly does he say? So let me quote from you, from the words of the Sochol. His pronouncements all are, lo yeda ha'odah ma'sheyiyah, a human being does not know what's going to be in the future. In other words, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee there's going to be an olam haba. And v'asheyiyah me'achrav mi'yagilo, and he denies there's going to be tchiyas ha'meis. And after the person leaves this world, who's going to tell the person what's going to happen in the next world? And to the two different expressions, he denies any future for the neshama, and therefore it does not pay to have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to live your life according to the laws, according to the mitzvos of the Torah. So the Alshuch then interprets the end of the pasuk as a quotation from the Sochol. His words are, don't waste your time being mekayim Torah mitzvos, because anyway, lo yeda ha'odah ma'ashayiyah, you don't know what's going to be in this world, what's going to happen 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it won't make a difference. It's none under your control. And after you leave this world, what's going to be with your neshama? Who's going to tell you what's going to happen to your neshama? No one. Because nothing's going to happen to your neshama. There is no such thing as the hasharas ha-neshama according to the sochol. The sochol, in other words, is not bikoyres. This is the interpretation of the sochol. Okay, and a similar idea is from Rabbi Eliezer Galika. We quote from him very often. He have his entire interpretation here in the back of this Itza HaMidrashim. Very, very, some very beautiful ideas. And he says, Mashiach, the Sochel does not know about the Surim that are going to come to him in this world. The reason why he's Yarbe Dvarim, he speaks words of foolishness, is because he himself lacks emuna that he will suffer for the sins of Lashon Hara. He doesn't know that he's going to suffer in this world. Vashayyeh mi'achar of mi'yagilo is a reference to the punishment that comes to his neshama in Gehenim. He doesn't believe that something, who's to come along and to tell him, watch out, if you don't continue in this path, you're going to suffer punishment in Olam or Emes. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin says, Amal ha-kesilim ti'agenu, the toil of the foolish people swallows... Tezvav. Amol ha'odam ha'kesilim ti'agenu, asher lo yeida lelecha selir. The toil of the foolish people tires himself out. His own toil, he becomes tired.
Exhausts
himself through his own effort. Why? Because he does not even know how to go to the city. Now, what does that mean? Very, very bizarre. Let's see the Mitzudos David. Tes Vav, Amal HaKesilim, Toirach HaKesilim Tiagea Es Kol Echad Mehem. The toil of each individual fool exhausts, brings upon himself exhaustion. Why? Ki lefi kisilusam, because of their foolishness, tarchim harbe, they toil very much, bedovar she'ein boi tarach. They waste their effort doing things which do not require effort. For example, therefore they're tired because they're working so hard. He gives an example. What's a simple example of a fool tiring himself out for no reason whatsoever? He wants to go to the city. He wants to take a trip to the city. To go to the city, there are many ways to go. You can go on a bus. You can go in a taxi. You can drive yourself. You can take public transportation. But you have to know what to do. If you don't know what to do, you'll come to the wrong conclusion. I'll walk. And walking is not going to be the right thing to do. And especially if you don't have good directions. You don't even know which road to take. So you'll just go and travel in circles. And you won't even reach your destination. Ki lo imotso chochma lo leches bederch kivusha. He lacks the intelligence to travel on a paved road, and he travels in a very small path, which takes him nowhere, and he strays on the road, he gets tired and he troubles himself and he becomes tired. So the mashal we hear you giving is, if you don't have proper directions to reach your destination, it is inevitable you'll never get there and you'll travel in circles. This is the mashal for life. In life, we are on a derech. We are on a highway to reach our destination. And we need guidance. We need someone to tell us, these are the instructions, these are the roads, don't travel here, there's a pitfall, don't go here, there is a danger, there are dangers on this road. This is the proper derech to reach your destination. Our destination is to reach the ear. And we need to travel the proper road. A chacham will prepare, will come with a map, GPS, will know how to reach the destination. The sochel, the fool, will not come prepared. He'll just wander on roads that take him nowhere and roads that lead him to places of danger and entrapment. That is the example. He just turns out that he went through his entire life, he's tired, he's exhausted, and has accomplished nothing. That's the message of the pasuk according to the parish of the Mitzudos. Let's see Rashi, pasuk Tezvav. Amal ha-kesilim tiagenu, kesilusam, their foolishness, goyim lochem amal ha-miyag-on, causes them to toil, to work hard, and become exhausted. Asher lelamdu why? Lelamdu darkei mivuosoir, because they did not learn the paths, the roads of their city. Umisyagel likones derch psochim, ubitse mayim, and therefore, because they do not know, they don't have a map, they don't know the directions, they they trouble themselves to enter into places, openings, which are derech pesachim, derech pechasim, traps, pits. They trouble themselves to travel long roads that lead them into pits, ubitzei mayim, and swamps. Viageya bit vius raglov bebutz, and they tire themselves to stepping in mud. Their feet sink, bitvius means to sink, their feet sink bebutz in mud, quicksand. Kloimar, atzlus shel oizei hatorah. So what is the mashal? Mashal Rashi is following us through. The laziness of the people who abandon the Torah. Torah literally means instructions, an instruction. The people who do not follow instructions, goyreim lohem, it caused them yigias amol bigehenim. It caused them to toil and to become tired, exhausted in Gehenim, asher lo yeda lelechas el nesiv emes, because they have failed, they don't know how to travel on the path of emes. Lifrois min ho'averos, to separate, to distance themselves from sin, lefi sheloi lo matoira, shenemar, what is Torah? Torah is called ner liragli divarecha, your words Hashem are a candle for my feet. Okay, so pretty much Rashi just elaborates what the Mitzudot said, the same exact idea. It's a very popular mashal today. All the darshanim, all the Baalei Musar, they all talk about this, that we're on a highway to reach our destination. It's really the pasuk over here, to travel to the ear, and the foolish person does not take a map, does not get instructions. The instructions are the Torah HaKadosha, and that is what guides us which path to take, which path to avoid, to reach our destination of the ear. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum Pasuk Tes Vav. Targum says, Tarchus Shotya Detrach Beshatusa. The toil of the foolish man who toils in foolishness, Ihu Mishalhele Al Dolo Elaf. This tires him. It tires him. Why does it tire him? Iumashlei kama. One more time. Tarchus shatya detrach b'shatusa ihu mishalei lei kama. The toil of the foolish person that toils in foolishness is what brings upon him exhaustion. Why? It's because al delo elaf, he did not learn lemezal, to travel lekarto dechakima, to the city of the wise. Shorei Begava, who lives in the city, limit to live in the city, to travel to the city of the wise, in order to live. To travel to the city in which the wise live, limitba mine ulfa, to seek and to request from them teaching, guidance. So the Targum is learning the pasuk very different than Rashi and the Mitzudos. He's learning Shalom, the pasuk is the reason why this person, this foolish person, toils and is exhausted is because he has failed to go to the city of the wise. In the city of the wise, he would be able to receive guidance in achieving something substantial with his life. So it's not that, like Rashi and the Mitzudas, that we're on, that everyone has a goal. The goal is to reach the ear. The ear is a marshal to reach our purpose in life. No, that's not what I mean. The ear is our purpose in life. To reach our purpose in life, we have to follow on a certain derech. And the question is, if you have guidance, you'll know which derech to travel. If you don't have guidance, you're not going to travel on the right derech. Where are you going to get guidance? Well, according to Rashi and the Mitzudas, the Pasuk is not telling us. That is obvious. The guidance is in the Torah and is in the Chachamim. But that is obvious. That need not be mentioned according to Rashi and the Mitzudas. According to the Targum, no, it's the same idea, but the ear is the place where you will get guidance. The Pasuk is not telling us about the purpose in life. The purpose in life, that it's self-understood. A person is traveling in this world, has a mission to achieve a purpose in this life, and he toils and he exerts himself to achieve a purpose. The thing is, who is going to give you guidance? guidance will be gained in the city of the wise. Who is in the city of the wise? The Chachamim. The foolish person, the Amalak Asilim Tiagenu, why does he, he's tarring himself out? Because Asher Lo Ye Yoda Lelech Asli, because he has failed to go to the city, the ear of the wise, and to seek from them guidance in order how to achieve something meaningful with his life and not toil and tire himself out with total nonsense.
You say the city of love, the city is love, is the goal and purpose of life.
This is the source of the nice
Amalei Haksilin, the people don't have the purpose of life. Even the same work, hardship that they endure as the people who do have the purpose of life, for them it's harder, because what am I doing this for? What am I going to get out of it? Somebody who has a purpose will sustain him through the same.
You don't feel it. It doesn't feel. You don't even feel the yegiah. It's not. It's a labor of love. You don't feel the yegiah.
It could be the same yegiah.
It's the same yegiah. But if you don't have a purpose, you don't realize that you're achieving a purpose. So you feel it. You sense it. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. That's a similar approach to this idea. Okay, so basically, we have two different approaches to the pasuk from the Rashi and the Tuz, which are pretty much the same, and the Targum, which is slightly different. Over here, he mentions alright, well, let's leave. I don't really have anything. He pretty much is just paraphrasing the Targum. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Ilcha Eretz Shemalkech Noar V'Sorech Baboka Yechelu. Woe to you, the land whose king is a Noar, is a fool. Okay, Noar over here is a young man, who is not trained, not disciplined, not experienced. Good, that's a good. Nar is lack of experience. V'sorayich baboker yochelu, and similarly, this means that the officers, there are two different problems here with this community. Number one, the leader, the king, is a noar. He lacks experience. He's young and foolish. Number two, the sorayich, the leaders, instead of in Baboker, the morning is a time when your mind is clear, when they should engage in mishpat, in tending to matters of the state. They are occupied with eating and drinking. So there are two different things, which each one is a problem in and of itself. One part of the pasuk has nothing to do with the other pasuk. Now let's read the next pasuk. Ashreich, or it's fortunate. Praiseworthy is the land. Ashreich, it means fortunate. Praiseworthy is the land. Shemalkech ben Charim, that your king is a free man. Now we'll see that's interesting. You think instead of the word ben chayrin appears to be the opposite of the word noar. That's similar to what the pasuk comes to do, which is very surprising. If you were given the assignment to go tell me the opposite of noar, I don't know if you would say the word ben chayrin.
But you could work that out.
What? You can dray it. You can force it in.
Because he's young and inexperienced, he's dependent.
You would say zokein. Ashrech eret shemalkech zokein. What's the opposite of a nar? A nar is that the right word of ben chayrin? Is the other end of the spectrum? I don't think you necessarily say that. So we'll see. Let's see what it says in the commentators in a moment. The sorayich and your leaders, your princes, bo'es yechelu. Instead of it saying baboker in the morning, it says bo'es in the proper time. What is the proper time? Okay, so it depends. Every day there's a different time when it's appropriate to dine. Bo'es yechelu b'gvura, they eat with gvur, with might, v'lo yivashasi, and not in drunkenness. She means to drink. They go and they eat in moderation. They don't get carried away and intoxicated at the time of their meals. Okay, now let's take a look at what it, now again, according to the similar interpretation of the pasuk Yitzayin, there are two different parts of the pasuk. There is what the king, the level of the king. The king is the ben chayrin. And number two, there are leaders. There are sarayich, and the sarayich, they eat at the proper time. Now, right away, the Mitzvah takes note that don't learn that these two things are separate ideas. One follows from the other. The trickle down effect of leadership, and this is a very powerful principle, which unfortunately I don't think we really appreciate to the degree that we should. Pasik tezvav in the Mitzudos David, ilcha ilcha woe to you, v'chein the e lo ha'ache. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong page. Tezvav, tezayin, ilcha eretz, Woe to the land. Your king conducts himself. Doesn't say that the king himself is a nar. That's the first thing that the Masuda says. We're not discovering the age of the king. We're discussing his conduct. His conduct is foolish conduct. He does not pay attention to the good of the Medina. Now here the Masuda stuff says something very powerful. Very, 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 very short and sweet. Al yedei ze gam sarayich oichlem bekumam baboiker. It's not that the sarayich, they on their own, get up late, wake up 10 o'clock, and they sit down and they have a meal early in the morning instead of tend to matters of the country. But it means that the leaders, they follow in the ways of the melech.
Shadow of the leader.
Trickle down leadership.
The shadow of the leader.
Whatever the leader sets the tone. So it's an amazing thing. You have one person sets the tone for the leaders, and then the tone of the leaders is obviously going to be followed by the community, by the people of the country. That is how powerful a leader is. A leader is a role model. I think in a lot of the institutions we underestimate the koyach of the person that's all the way on top. There's always an attitude, listen, as long as you have a school, even though the principal is not right to be the principal, I've heard this many times, he's not really fit to be the principal, but they have good teachers. They have good teachers. There's a good Lumudei Kodesh, a good Lumudei Chol, and there's one good teacher. The truth is, if the person all the way on the top is no good, there's no question about it, it trickles down to the entire environment of the institution, whether it's a school, whether it's a shul, whether it's any type of organization, and whether it's a country. Go look at all the countries. There's no question about it. The leader sets the tone. And you would not understand that to be the simple pshat in the pasuk. You can very easily say that there are two different things in this pasuk. You have two problems. Number one is that the leader, the melech, is a nar. Number two, that the sarayich, the leaders, they are not busy with the country. They're busy eating food. That's not what the mitzvah says. The mitzvah says the only reason why the sarayich are busy eating food instead of tending to the needs of the country is because they're taking their cue from the melech. The melech is the one that's acting in a foolish way. Al yidei ze gam sarayich oichlem b'koy b'kum b'boker v'hafach mamar ha-kosof. Opposite of what it says in the pasuk, dinoy laboker mishpat. That in the morning, the first thing you're supposed to do in the morning is mishpat. Justice. Justice is the first order of business for a government. Before you sit down to eat. And why? Because either just to set the tone, that's what's important. Number two is your mind is clear. If you wait until the middle of the day or at evening, your mind is not as clear. You're not going to exercise correct judgment. Next pasuk in the Mitzvah, this pasuk Gizayin, Ashrei Charetz, fortunes of land, Mu'ushar u'meshubuch. Fortunate and praiseworthy. Ata you, Eretz land, Asher Malkechu ben Gedolim, who are leaders. A melech like this will not conduct himself with foolishness. Same exact thing. He emphasized this point a second time. Trickle down leadership. They take their cue from the leader. The sarayich will not eat until come time to eat. Before they sit down to eat, they will judge the people. Bigvura. And what is it? Bigvura. Kol asakam bigvura hamulchama. V'tachbu loisaf. All of their dealings.
War and strategy.
War and strategy. The and they're not taking drinking wine. Okay, so this is the basic shot in the pasuk. Let's see Rashi pasuk tezayin. Ilicha eretz. Woe to you, O land. Shemalkech, your kings are noar. Bizman shemalkech vidayonich. So here the Targum Sirashi says the same exact thing. It does not mean that actually they're young. It means they conduct themselves in a foolish, inexperienced way. He adds in one more word, Rashi, Dayonecha, your judges. Not just your king, but your judges. Maybe he's referring to the Sarayich. Maybe Rashi over here.
There's
no other Rashi. So he's trying to really connect the Sarayich, refers to the judges. Pasuk Yedzayin Bigvura V'loi V'shesi Sha'iskin Bigvura Sa'chochma V'habina V'loi B'shesi. So Rashi says the gevura here means the gevura of chokhmah and understanding, and not with the consumption of wine. Now we can have a bigger appreciation of the mitzudos, because when the mitzudos said Asher malchichu ben chol gedolim ki melech zeh v'sod begvur al kol iskam begvuros hamulchama u'betach buloisav. Strategy, war and strategy, not like what Rashi said. Rashi says the gevura is the gevura of chochma. According to the Mitzudos, we're dealing with the gevura. The kings are mighty warriors. He just translates it very literally. They're dealing in war and strategy, and they're not oisik in shesias yain. Which mitzudos? Besora Yedzayin. Ben Choyrin. Right, so he's translating the word Ben Choyrin, a free man, to mean a son of greatness. Ben Choyrin means you come from greatness, you come from aristocracy.
So he's saying that Yuchas counts. Because if you come from there, he says, Kimbelah Zeh, Kazeh lo yisnag ben Iris.
You're right. Because he's talking that Malchus is the form of government. So, you know, it depends who, you know, if you succeed a strong leader, hopefully you've learned something from that strong leader.
Although,
I would say, history tells us differently, but
you, well, that's the hope. See, I would have looked at this differently.
Yeah.
Of the Shema, Shemalkit ben Cholin, independent, a leader who's independent.
Aha, uh-huh. You want to connect the word.
Politicized.
You want to take the word Malkeich to meaning Ben Choyrin is a definition of the Malkeich.
There are some people who want to be leaders on the basis of experience.
It's not a noch shlapa.
As opposed to, and others on the basis of their independence.
Independence, okay. Shemalkeich Ben Choyrin, you're not subject. In Echanami, a lot of people.
An independent who has independent ideas and is not totally weighed down by the Saraya.
But you're saying it very good, because I don't remember where I saw that Nar is a code word for a person that is a slave to the Yetzirah. A Nar is someone, Yosef, who Nar is Bnei Vila Bnei Zilpa. He hung out with Bnei Zilpa. Okay, so I don't remember where, but the word Nar is a code word. It's more than just immature.
Using the right posit.
Yeah, but
you're trying to express. It is the right person.
Well, so what's the idea?
The idea is that he was, not that he was, there was a difference, it was a year or two between all of them.
Yeah.
So what was the point? But he wasn't out, and they resented him because he wasn't out in the field with them. He was sitting at home. What did they were said? He was acting like a little boy, because what did he know? He stayed home with daddy. He wasn't out in the field doing the job, and he was giving them advice on how to be shepherds.
Okay, but it's more than that. The word nar somehow means that you're a slave to the Yetzirah. The nar doesn't just mean that you're young and inexperienced.
In other words, he was mulching them without, being living alongside.
Proper assessment. Okay. But
the Soprano seems to express something very similar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he comes the next pasuk. He says, Ben Choyrin is mishibud hataiva.
You're free from the Yetzirah. The Nar is a word which has the connotation of being a slave to the Yetzirah. A Ben Choyrin, thus you are free. Ein lecha Ben Choyrin ala misha oisek b'Torah. Choros al luchos al tekri choros al cheros. Indeed, there is a medrash al tekri choros al begvur shel Torah. I don't have the medrash in front of me. I have a different sefer, not here. But it means freedom from the Yetzirah. Nar is you're a slave to the Yetzirah. So if you have a Melech, and the Melech is a slave to the Yetzer Hara, obviously the country is in a lot of trouble. But if you have a Melech who is a Ben Choyrin, he is free from the Yetzer Hara, then you are okay. Rav Mechol is taking this in more of a political approach. Is there the different types of leadership? There are some leaders who are always looking for the support of other countries, more powerful countries. They need their money, they need their assistance. So everything, you're just a puppet. You're a puppet to a greater country. But there are countries that are superpowers, no one tells them what to do. They are politically independent. So Asheheretz, that the Melech, your Melech is a Ben Chorin, he is free from the influence of other governments. He can make his own decision, he does not need to come on to outside help. Okay, now let's take a look now. The Targum from these two Psukim, he goes and he tells these Psukim, Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh, is referring to different periods in history of Klal Yisrael. Targum and Pasuk Gites Zayin describes reference to Yeravim ben Nevat, if I'm not mistaken. Voy loch arad Yisrael. Woe to Klal Yisrael. Remember, Shlomo Melech is writing this. He's writing this way before Yeravim ben Nevat came into existence. But voy loch, woe to you, arad Yisrael, bezman deyimlech aloch Yeravim chayava. What's going to be down the line when Yeravim ben Nevat is going to rule over the ten Shvatim? Vivatel minach tik ruvta dit safra. And what will he do? Now this is a very interesting halacha. This becomes halacha, this targum. Baboke yochelu, they're going to eat breakfast instead of offer the tamid shel shachar. They're going to be mevatel the minach from you, tik rufta, the offering the tzafra, the rav rivonayich, ad lo yikarvo tamid the tzafra, and your young men or your princes, before they will offer, or instead of offering the tomichels of the tzafra, they will eat bread. So he's describing over here the Chumra Rebbe Nevad, he was mevatel Klal Yisrael from traveling to being early Yerushalayim. He put up centuries on the road that no one is allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone, he made for himself his own Beis HaMikdash in Beisel and Don, and they no longer were makriv twice a day, the tomichel shachar, tomichel ben harbayim. So therefore the sarayich, the princes, they were eating their own breakfast before they participated in the bringing of the Talmud Shel Shachar. They didn't give the Shkolim, they didn't give the Machsa Shekel. So even though the Talmud was being offered in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Talmud that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash was not credited towards the account of the Aseres HaShvatim. Now this indeed becomes halacha, because from here we learn that even when that we, a person, should not eat breakfast before the fourth hour of the day. That's what it says in, I think even it's more than in Shulchan Aruch, the proper Zman to eat breakfast. Well, so we before we daven shachris, but even more than before davening shachris, because you have to even wait lechatchila. We're not makbid on this. You daven shachris, so our shachris has been koyim, is in the place of the tamid shel shachar. But for the Klal Yisrael as a whole, the Gemara says they never offer the tamid shel shachar later than the fourth hour of the day. And when the Gemara lists all the various hours of when people eat breakfast, the kings eat breakfast in the sixth hour, and the ganovim, they're up the whole night, they eat breakfast at this hour, and the workers eat their breakfast at this hour, and then the guys, the talmidei chachamim, they eat breakfast, and then the average man eats breakfast the fourth hour of the day. Why the fourth hour of the day? So someone to over here in the Sirasi Ba Medina, he connects it based upon the sefer called Choshev Machashavos, and he says based upon this pasuk, since the targum Yonas and Azil here in this pasuk tells us that the sin of the generation of Yeram ben Levot was that they ate their breakfast before the Tomet Shal Shachar was offered, they were mevatel the offering of the Tomet Shal Shachar by not going to Yerushalayim, not participating in the Machsa Shekel, and the Pasuk criticizes them. Baboker Yochelu, they're eating breakfast, and the Tomet was not yet offered. That means that when you are being oisin Ritzoyna Shal Mokom, you should not eat your breakfast before the Tomet Shal Shachar has been offered. And since the Gemara says that it never happened, they offer the Tomet Shal Shachar later than the fourth hour of the day, you should never eat breakfast before the fourth hour of the day to make sure kaviyachol that Hashem's tamid shel shachar was offered. Hashem's breakfast was served. That's how we learn shan this pasuk. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, "What about the next generation? Iluch eretz, ashrei eretz. Fortune is the land. What is it referring to? This refers to the time of Chizkiyah. Tov lich aro the Yisrael, fortune of your Eretz Yisrael be done the time dim yimlech Allah Chizkiyahu bar ochaz Chizkiyahu hamelech to whom min yichus beistav in malcha. So he is the ben chayrin. So this really alludes to what it said when you mentioned from the mitzudos. He is a ben gidoilim. He comes from good stock, comes from malchus beistavid the Yisrael the who gibor takif. He was a mighty person. The Eraisa, the gevura, is the gevura of Torah. The Nafik Yidei Chayvas Pikudaya, and he fulfilled Hashem's will, he fulfilled all of the mitzvos, the Rav Rivonaich and the Sarim, the princes, Bosar Dim Korvin Tamida, it was only after the Tamid Shal Shachar was offered on the Mizbayach, Ochlin Lachma, they ate bread, Bizman Arba'o Shoin, after 4 hours in the day, min amal yidehoin, from the toil of their own hands, the food, their parnasa was earned honestly. It was not stolen. Begvuras ayraisa, through the gevura of Torah, v'lo bechalshus, not through weakness, uves samyus eino, and with blindness. Okay, so vashasi, he does not translate to mean drunkenness. He means blindness. Okay, how does the word maybe that shesumoyin can close eyes? Very good. He really hit it. Where did he got that from? Shesumoyin by Bilam. Bilam was shesumoyin, the closed. They ate it not with the gevura of Torah and not with weakness. And the weakness he's referring over here to. With blindness of a samius ena, blind eye. What's the deeper meaning of not having a blind eye? I really do not know.
Why would he pick this particular example there? So can you that specifically point, I don't know, to the fourth hour, or... It's an interesting example.
The Gemara Masechta Talmud. Okay, I don't know. It's Targum came before the Gemara. The Gemara really probably takes it from over here, from this Targum. You have to. That's the order. The Targum came way before the Gemara.
The selection of this example of what a good king is, considering who his father was.
Well, maybe that's the point. So you're asking. From all various kings, why did we select Chizkiyahu? What about Yoshiyahu? What about there were some other good kings?
Yeah.
Why are we selecting Dafka Chizkiyahu? I don't know. So maybe the contrast was so great. Maybe that he came after the worst. Well, it's not really true because Yoshiyahu came after. Yeah, Yoshiyahu came after even worse. Menashe and Amon. That was even worse than Chizkiyahu came after Ochos. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know why maybe it's the closest one in the lifetime of Shlomo. I don't know the answer. But that's what it says. We have over here these two kings. Maybe the Gevura arise, but that was true also in the time of Yoshiyahu. I don't know. But according to the Targum, we're contrasting Yeravam ben Nevat versus Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yeravam ben Nevat was called a Nar, and Chizkiyahu is called a Malkech ben Chorin, and his officers ate with the Gevura of Torah, and a new translation for Shvashasi, not to blindness.
At the time of Yoshiyahu, historically speaking, things were going downhill, even though things had gotten a little better.
It wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same as Sidkiyahu. It was almost
Sidkiyahu was Mashiach time. He wanted to be Mashiach. Okay. That was the epitome. That was even greater. I have to say that during the time of Sancheirith. Okay, so we have over here two Mahalchim. There's just another little nice word from the Michlal, who says this. No, this also comes from Rabbi Eliezer Galikoy, and he says that this pasuk refers to the difference between living in Eretz Yisrael and living in Chutz Liaretz. Now, I don't really try to figure how he reads all the words, but he says, Ilcha Eretz, woe to you people, woe to you citizens of people who live in Chutz Liaretz. Shemal Keich Noar, whoever your king is, he's still going to be called a Nar relative to Jewish leadership living in Eretz Yisrael under the leader of a Jew. V'sodayich baboki yochelu, and your princes baboki yochelu. Now he elaborates and he says baboki yochelu means that all of the bracha, the parnasa that comes to Chutz Liaretz is only secondary. It's not direct. We know that when we say in the Shemona Esrei v'sabeinu mituva is that the bracha of parnasa comes to Eretz Yisrael, and from there it trickles down to Chutz Liaretz. Different girsos, but the principle is true that the shefa parnasa comes first to Eretz Yisrael, and from there it trickles down to Chutz Liaretz. So here the pasuk is saying, "Ilcha Eretz Shemalkech Nor," referring to the land of Chutz Liaretz. Malkech, no matter how great your king may be, he's still called a nar relative to the greatness of a leader Eder living in Eretz Yisrael under the direct Hashgacha. Your princes will only eat baboker. Baboker, I don't know. He says baboker means it's a secondary form of parnasa. But Ashreich Eretz, fortunate to the land of Eretz Yisrael, Shemalkech ben Chorin, your king is the ben Chorin, v'sadayich baboker ba'is yachelu, and your princes eat ba'is in the proper time, begruv loy v'ashasi, with greatness and not in drunkenness, meaning that you earn Eretz Yisrael, it's under the direct guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go Pasuk Yud Ches. Ba'atzaltayim imacham mekore. Through laziness, atzaltayim is idleness. Idleness imacham mekore, the roof sags. Uveshiflus yodayim. And through laziness, when you completely withdraw your hands, yidlof habayis, the home leaks. So we have two different expressions. This atzaltayim. Atzaltayim means you do something. You, once in a while, you pick yourself up, you get off the couch, and you make some improvements, but you don't do it in a timely way. It's done, it's delayed. There's laziness. But the shiflus yodayim is worse. It means you completely withdraw your hands. You do absolutely nothing. And when that happens, then yidlof habayis, then the water already begins to drip, and there are leaks, there's water damage, and I need not tell you, water damage is sakonis nefasha. So if you have water damage, you're in a lot of trouble, because then there's mold, and once there's mold, there's no way to get rid of mold. It's extremely expensive to get rid of mold, and it comes to a point where it's really beyond repair. I had a mold expert in my house. We brought a professional for mold, and he gave me this whole speech. Baruch Hashem, there was no mold. He did some testing, sent to laboratory. It's expensive. All these things, and he was telling me all these horror stories. And it's really, if you have a leak in your roof and some water damage, it's priority one to get it repaired, because once the water damage begins, it's a point beyond return. So Ferish Apostik, right here in Koheles. Let's see the Mitzvah of Apostik Yitres. Atzaltayim ba'avur yodayim atzaltayim nasa tikras abayis moch v'dal. Through laziness, the roof of one's home becomes soft and poor. Rotzoloimar, shemekalkal atikra imbolov mis'atzlim, the roof becomes damaged if the owners become lazy. The saknoi b'choleis, to continuously repair it. U'b'shiflus yodayim, b'shvil, shemashpil yodav l'mata, a person puts his hands, shiflus means to lower your hands, you completely remove yourself from any activity. Shemashpil yodav l'mata ve'inu meyrim oysam, you do not lift them, la'sois b'chem l'locha, tikun hagak, to fix the roof, azai then, yitavtef el habayis mei geshamim, it begins to drip. Ukufol hadavar b'miloy shoynas. Rashi pasuk yud za yud ches. But atzaltayim imacham mekore. Kishadam misatzel ve'ina misaknim piritzus ketano shebetikra sabayis. So here it says you do not repair a small breach. Imacham mekore. The roof begins to sag. Yashpil habinyan hamikore el habayis v'hamisachei cholof. Then the binyan of the roof begins to become lowered, it begins to sag, and the roof upon also, the structure begins to sag, and the roof that covers the top surface also begins to sag. Yidlof means yitavtif, means to drip. Delef kishamim, drops of water, kolemar kishay Yisrael. So what is the message? Rashi always comes and tells us in the moral message of the pasuk. The message is kolemar kishay Yisrael misatzlim b'toira, when they are lazy in the fulfillment of the mitzvot of Torah, heim nimakim, they become weak. Ubeis go'oin uzam chora v'loch, and their pride, which is their strength. Choraf Umoch is destroyed and is weakened. I'm assuming he refers to the Beis HaMikdash. When Klal Yisrael, when they are weak in mitzvahs, then that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Their pride, their home, which was the pride of their strength, was destroyed. Umoch, I'm assuming, and the people have become weakened. So he interprets this in reference to fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. Targum elaborates upon this idea in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Chalshus Asok Oiraisa. The Atzaltayim here is not just laziness, the person is too lazy to fix a leak in the roof. It means that he's not Oisek in the study of Torah. Ufi Kodaya, and the mitzvos, the study of Torah and the fulfillment of the mitzvos, Mismaskein Givar Mibinyan. What happens is a person I'm sorry, mismasken divar mibinin, mibinin, from children. Is that what it means? Uvimakin sus tafkeit sa de is pakadas itisa. And by not fulfilling the mitzvahs, then the person's wife, itisa, limita min rechok so avoya. The mavula notra mis avdo the dovso begoy veisa. Okay, so it's saying that a person's wife becomes a nida. That's what it seems to be saying. I thought I prepared this. I guess not. Sorry. One more time. B'chal shus osog araisa ufikodaya, due to the weakness of the study of Torah and performing of mitzvos, what happens? Mismaskein givar mibinin, a person becomes poor from children. Okay, you have mibinyan, I have mibinin, a different nikut, mibinin from children. Okay, and then what happens? Uve makichus tafketa de ispakadas, and if a person completely abandons the obligations that he has upon himself, then what happens? Itisa.
Maybe it's this.
Itisa.
And the things that the woman has to be aware of.
Okay. Lemitar, if she does not pay attention, lemitar min reichuk soava, to guard herself, because she is guarded from distancing herself from the tumah soava sodama, she's not careful in the laws of nida. A woman, she's not careful to distance herself from the contamination of the laws of nida. V'lo notra, she does not guard herself. Then what happens? Mis avda dovsa begoyvesa, she becomes, mis avda, she becomes dovsa, she becomes a zova in her home. If she's not cured from the tumah of nida, then she becomes into a zova. Okay, so that's what he seems to be saying. I'll read you the Hebrew. The Hebrew over here reads, ki b'chulshas eisek ha-Torah v'ha-mitzos, mis mashkein ho-ish mas-kein ho-ish mi-bonim. If a person does not fulfill the Torah mitzvah, so he becomes poor from children. Hashem does not give him the brach of children. Uveshiflus ha-mitzvahs, shenitztav so ha-isha, and if a woman is not careful to observe the mitzvahs, which is recommendedly shomer l'shrachek mitumas hadam v'loy shomra, naseis zovo b'soich be'isa. She becomes, yidlov, she becomes a zova. So it's an amazing idea. Over here, we're describing over here the mitzvahs of having children and the woman of becoming a zova. And how does this come to be? When the first part of the pasuk is addressing the man, according to the Targum, and the second part of the pasuk is addressing the woman. The first part about Saltaim, if he's not going to be careful in the mitzvahs, yimach ha-mekareh, the mekareh refers to...
This is what we do. We're geyser on Anida because of Zava. That's what we had the Sheva and the Five.
But it's saying that Iker Hadin, it's a very interesting idea, Iker Hadin, that a woman becomes a Zava. It's a statement to a woman if she has become a Zava because she's not Nizar in the laws of Nida. She's not careful in the laws of Nida.
You know, the Pasuk really doesn't belong here. We're talking about the Melech, we're talking about the Xil, and somebody's putting it, do you have a leak in your roof?
My Indian Zaytz was a yes. So what
well,
is
the Sforno says why?
It has to have a deeper meaning.
Well, the Sforno says why. If you don't
fix
it,
a leak, it'll destroy your house. Everybody knows if you don't fix a leak, you'll have problems.
Well, the point is, if you don't nip something in the bud, it spreads.
But we're not talking a little.
Yeah, but that's why that's what he said it's doing here.
Right. If you do neither, you're talking, you're destroying
the whole family structure.
Right.
Yeah, and Ebenezer says this is all connected to the previous. Right. The whole previous pasuk, we're still talking about the sarim. The reason that the leak is happening is because they're
not on top of it.
Want of a nail, a kingdom was lost. That's what he's saying. This is
they're not on top of it.
My kingdom for a loss.
Okay, so this is a very interesting idea. I didn't pick this up, but
wouldn't be able to pay for the whole.
What do you say?
According to the end of the pasuk, it fits in better to say b'nen than minyan.
According to the end of the pasuk, seemingly that's what he, according to the parish of the Targum, that he's seemingly talking about children, that batzal time is addressing the husband. If he's going to be lax in his observance of mitzvos,
base is
yisha, but the mikore is the roof. The roof he's translating is a person's children is his roof. It's his protection. It's his shelter. I guess in the olam ha'emes, he need the children. The zuchus of the children gives the person a shelter in the olam ha'emes. That's what he seems to be saying. The mikore is a mashal and the targum for children, and not being the kind the mitzvos is yimach
hamakore.
He's not going to have a legacy. With the shiflos yodayim, when the woman is not going to be careful yodayim, what's the yodayim? Yodayim is to be careful to inspect herself to make sure that she is not a nida, and to distance herself from any chashash of being a nida. Then yidloif habayis, yidloif is an expression of ki isha ki zova zoiv dama. When a woman is a nida, the expression of Torah is it flows. There's a very heavy flow of blood. When a woman is a nida, it doesn't say there's a flow of blood. An isha is a nida, so she has dam. But a zova is a woman that flows with blood, and that's l'chara, the deeper meaning of the word yidlef. Yidlef means it continuously drips. Habayis, the bayis is the isha. Okay, so in Echnam is a very interesting idea we're dealing over here. The Targum was finding over here a whole different insight into this pasuk.
What he's saying, Rebbe Ezra is adding that all the words here are rat, moshe, rabin. Because what one does rubs off on the other, so it's a combination of the husband and the wife. It's al time, your time, any time. It's plural, so it's always both of them. It's the fault of it just rubs off and becomes both of them.
Okay, together, each one is mechazik the other to do avers or to be lazy and not do mitzvahs. Okay, now we come to the very famous pasuk, the pasuk of Kesef Yanes Hakol L'Schayk Osim Lachem. L'schayk, all we're waiting for this pasuk, right? L'schayk oisim lechem, for laughter. Lechem is prepared. V'yayin yisamach hayim, wine gives simcha to life. V'akesef yane es hakod. Let's go very slow. Mitzudas David pasuk. Pasuk Yotes. All the various interpretations. Pasuk Yotes, L'schayk. Al simcha levada oisim suda gedoyla. L'schayk is a code word for simcha. L'schayk is a very high degree of simcha. For simcha levada oisim suda gedoyla, we make a very big sense of the word lechem. Lechem is a code word for a suda gedoyla. Aval bezula simcha ein derech la'asoysa. But if there wouldn't be a simcha, you would not prepare bread. Bread is only being prepared, a suda is only being prepared in honor of an event. You don't just sit down to a very big meal unless there is something to celebrate. V'yayin misamach esachayim levadam, and wine, rotzu loymar, levnei b'nei adam b'riyim, that wine gives simcha to healthy people. Ki lechaloshe hateva yazik hayayin umevi oid itzavon. People that are sick or ill, they cannot drink wine. Okay, so that's so far. That's review. So far, his interpretation is very simple. For a simcha, you prepare a big suda. What's the deeper meaning of this pasuk? He's not really explaining. Yayin yisamach chayim is only gives life to the healthy. Chayim is a code word for people who are healthy. Yayin does not give simcha to a person that is ill. And then v'akesef yaneh, he translates as an answer. There are two different popular translations for the word ya'aneh. Either it means to afflict, to torture, it's a source of torture, or it means to answer. Ya'aneh sakol is an answer for everything. Now, what does it mean that it's an answer for everything? You can either learn that it's an excuse. The reason why I did the avera, parnasa. The reason why I don't daven with a million, parnasa. The reason why I... You name it. Everything, every question you can have in the world, you can say it's because of Parnassa. Right. Parnassa. It's the answer to every question. But that's not the way the Mitzvah learns. The Mitzvah learns is that answer is money, is the solution to all problems. That's what he says. Read it, I'll show you. Jack Kesef. What?
Except
what? Shidduchim?
What? Atzlus.
Money is Atzlus? Let's see. V'akesef, avla kesef, yoshev ala kol, l'maloy she'elas kulam, it is the answer to all requests. Everything that you can possibly want in this world. Money talks. Any possible request, she'elas kulam, any request that you have in life, the solution is money. Ki akol tzrichem el hakesef bein ala simcha bein zulasa. Okay, now we understand the concept of the two parts of the pasuk. Whether it's for simcha, whether it's not for simcha, bein bori bein cholish. Whether you're healthy, whether you're sick, chas v'shalom. V'chulam shalom olav. And everyone is making a demand. I need money. I need money for this. I need money for that. Umemalehu she'elasam. And money is the solution to everyone's request. Everyone is demanding, they need something, and the way to fulfill the need is through money. Umusav al mikra shalafanaf, this pasuk, what is the meaning over here? It's going back to the previous pasuk. Mashe megane es ha'atzlus, this that we were putting down laziness. Va'omar halea kesef tzorech lakol, everyone needs kesef. Uvavur ha'atzlus halo yechas halo, and the person is going to be lazy. You're not going to have kesef. Kesef is something which will be lacking if you're going to be lazy. So let's review now the pasuk's entirety according to the parashah of Mitzvos. L'schoik oisim lechem. You only prepare bread if you're making a simcha. If you're not making a simcha, you're not going to rent the Waldorf and hire a caterer and spend $200,000, $500,000 on making a beautiful banquet. For who? For what? You have to have an event. If you don't have an event, you're not going to bother making the simcha. The yayin, it's only according to the mitzvah yisamach chayim. You're only going to drink wine if you're healthy. If a person is not 100% healthy, he's not going to bother drinking wine. But the hakesef, it's different. Kesef, you're going to go out and work whether you like it or not. Whether you're healthy, whether you're sick, whether you're making an event, whether you're not making an event. Money is something you always need and you always will seek. The hakesef, ya'anes, hakol is the response, is the solution to all problems. It is the solution to every situation in life, whether you have an event, whether you don't have an event, whether you're healthy, whether you're not healthy. It is something which is always needed. And therefore, you better whip into shape. You better pull yourself out of your depression, out of your laziness, and your idleness back in the previous pasuk of Batzaltam Yimacham Mekarev Roshivus Yodam Yidloif HaBoyis. And this is a very novel approach. I don't think the average person, and when you read the Sukkim on Sukkis, when you think about that shot in the pasuk, Kesef Yanes Akol is really acquainted with this is a double response to the beginning of the pasuk and to the pasuk before. There are things you only do in life out of necessity. There are things you only do out of necessity, only due to certain events. And at times, most of your life, you're not going to be busy yourself with these activities. But making money is something you continuously need to do for every single thing you want to accomplish in this world. Whether it's to eat a piece of bread, or whether it's to buy a house, you're going to need money. It's the great equalizer in your daily activities. And therefore, back in the previous part, if you're going to be lazy, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You're not going to survive in this world.
Okay. Down to the basics. Bribery, shochad, he calls it.
Kesef.
It will cloud it. In other words, money will cloud every decision of your life.
Will cloud. So he's teaching the word yana, yana to mean to afflict. It will afflict your mind.
Right.
An illness.
Yeah. Once you live like that, it will. It's the root of every decision you'll make the entire life.
So let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yutas is a bit different. Rashi says l'schoik oisim lechem l'chedvas mizmote chasanim, for the joy of the celebration. The mizmote I think means the celebration of chasanim umelachim and kings oisim seuda, you make a seuda ustam seuda gedoyle kuru lechem. So he's following the same approach that we mentioned in the mitzudos. The word lechem is a code word for a major banquet. Kmo da'at omar bal Belshazzar Malko Ovad Lecham Rav. Belshazzar, the king, he made a big party. And the term, the word, the Torah, the Daniel chose to express the party was with Lecham. So here he's connecting Sefer Daniel to Sefer Kehelas, the Daniel's Kehelas, L'schoik, in honor of the Chedvas Mizmote Chassanim Melochim, in honor of a banquet, in honor of an event, a great simcha. We're going to make a very great banquet. The Yayin Mashkin Besuda Asher Yisamach Hayim. We serve wine in the Suda. that gives joy to life. He's not explaining. The Mitzvah should explain a little bit more. You only give wine to a person who is healthy. You don't give wine to a person who is sick. The HaKesef. But he's not talking. That's the Rashi. Rashi is not mentioned. Just Rashi is talking about you're only going to serve wine at this banquet, at this great banquet. But the HaKesef, Yanes HaKol. So how does he learn here? Im Ein Kesef, Ein Seuda. Very different. If there's no money, you're not going to be able to make a banquet. Lefichu, therefore, Lo Yisat Sel Adam Min HaMalacha, Kidei Sheyehe Lo Ma Lohoitze. You should have the money to spend when you need to make a Seuda. It's very different than the Mitzudos. He's talking about there comes a point in time in life when a person is going to want to make a Simcha. You're going to want to enjoy the finer things in life, and if you're not going to have the money, you're not going to be able to do it. So therefore you have to work very hard. And if you're going to be lazy, like in the previous pasuk, in the state of you're not going to be able to enjoy the finer things in life. Okay, now the Targum is different. Pasuk Yud test in the Targum, for tzchoik, the tzaddikim, for enjoyment. So he is over here, we're dealing with tzaddikim. Normally you would not assume that we're dealing according to the Mitzvah, according to Rashi. There's no mention whatsoever that we're dealing with tzaddikim. We're dealing over here with ordinary people who want to go to a banquet, who want to have a good time. Maybe they're not such good people. According to the Targum, we're dealing with tzaddikim, and they will make a banquet, and at the banquet, they're going to make l'tzchoik, they're going to support the poor. They're going to use their banquet as an opportunity to give tzedakah. L'choycha, for tzchoik, avdim tzadikaya, l'chaim, bread, l'farnoso, anya, kifinin. To support poor people. They're going to make a suda in order, make a party in order for one purpose only, not to enjoy themselves, but in order to support, to give bread to the poor. V'chamra, d'mozgin, they're going to serve diluted wine, lid tzohayon, for the people who are thirsty. Yehei lohon l'chedvo l'olma, for them, for these tzaddikim, it will be for them joy in the next world and reward for their good deeds. Da'asei. Uchasaf pur konhon, and the money they used to redeem the kesef pidyoinam. Okay, that's referring to the money they use, the poor konhoin. Yasheid aleihon zuchusa le'olme da'ase ba'anpe kula, in the presence of all. So he's translating the word word yaneh as it will testify, to speak. It will stand up, it will speak. The money that they've spent on the poor people, which serves as a pidyon for their neshama, will bear witness for them in the next world. So one more time, the words of the pasuk in the right inside, l'schoik, for pleasure. What pleasure? The pleasure of the simcha of doing chesed, osim lechem. They're happy that they have the ability to provide bread for the poor. The Yain Yisamach Hayim, they're going to provide wine for the poor people who are thirsty. And this money that they've spent in order to provide lechem and yayin, so the word kesev is going back on the lechem and the yayin, this money that they spent to support the poor, Ya'aneh, will speak up on their behalf as their advocate, Esakol in Oilam O'emes, Esakol in the presence of the entire Pamalia Shel Mala. Completely off the charts. Whole new interpretation of pshat in this pasuk. And of course, the obvious pshat, not the obvious pshat, but the pshat which is probably the most popular, is, I guess, as Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned, is Ya'ane comes from the word of inui, of affliction, that. And I don't really know how it ties in. It ties into the beginning. Maybe we're saying that different emotions. We're talking about the emotion of sechoik, and then there is emotion of simcha. What is the difference between sechoik and simcha? I do not know. Sechoik is even a higher madreik. It's a greater. It's a joy which breaks forth. It's a joy which breaks forth in dancing. So if a person wants to be in an emotional state of joy, you have to have a party. If you want to be in a medium state of joy called simcha, you have to have some good wine. It will lighten your mood. And if you want to feel an emotional state of torture,
when you get the bill,
when you want to know what torture is all about, money. When you focus on money, everything in life revolves around money, you will also be in an emotional state that is equivalent to a state of simcha and a state of sechaik, and it's a different type of emotion, obviously, but that will come through the pursuit of money, the pursuit and the abuse of kesef. That is,
if you have money and you make a suda or you buy wine, you're doing this for Yilam Haba. But if you keep the money in your pocket, it's going to burn you.
It's going to torture you. That's a different shot. That's a Meir's shot. That's a Meir's shot. And Meir is taking from the Targum, taking from this interpretation and putting them together. Okay, so Sacha Kol, we have over here basically four interpretations. To review, we're finished. According to the Parish of the Mitzudos, we're dealing over here with there are things that you do once in a while. Only if you need to. If you need to make a party, you make a party. If you don't need, you don't need. Drink wine. If you're healthy, you drink wine. If you're not healthy, you don't drink wine. But money? Money is something that Siyaneh is the answer to every problem that you have in life. Whether you need it, whatever your situation, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're making a simcha, you're not making a simcha, whether you're healthy, whether you're not healthy, Yaneh, it's going to be the answer to everything that you need to do in life, and therefore, if you want to make money, don't be lazy, because if you're lazy, you're not going to earn money. According to the Parish of the Rashi says that there are times in life when you want to have, you want to enjoy the finer things. There's a times when you want to make a simcha, you want to marry off a child, you want to make whatever simcha you want to make, and you need a lot of money. So don't be lazy. If you want to have the sechaik, and you need the lechem, and you want to have the yayin for yisamach hayim, you need money, you got to pay for it. So kesef is going to be the anes akol, it's going to be the solution, it's going to be the response of in order to attain the sechaik and the simcha of yayin. According to the Targum, to review, Targum is telling us that we're dealing here with giving tzedakah. You want to have simcha by giving tzedakah in the next world, by giving bread to the poor. And you want to go give simcha to people in this world by giving them, they're thirsty. And if you'll do this, then the kesef you spend on supporting the poor, Yaneh will serve as your advocate in the Olam Emes, in the presence of the entire Pamal Shalmaila. And the fourth interpretation is that emotions. Lechem provides the emotion of schoik, yain provides brings forth the emotion of simcha, and kesef, the pursuit and abuse of kesef, brings forth the emotion of torture, as I call all humanity.
Anyone who's tortured by money, I would be glad to do chesed and take it over.